Well, good afternoon. Obviously, there's been a lot of speculation on why we're here today, and unfortunately, it's about one of our pitchers, Chris Carpenter. On Friday, he had notified me that after numerous attempts at throwing bullpens, that he is still feeling the same discomfort, zingers, numbness that he was experiencing at the during last year's season, and just felt like at this point he can no longer continue to try to throw. He will be given an opportunity to seek medical evaluations by our team physicians at Mercy, and our hope is that we can find if there's any resolution to this. But at this time, I doubt that's going to happen. I think based on how he feels and the reaction he's getting from when he throws, that it's very unlikely that he's going to pitch for us in the 2013 season. So as Mike Matheny and I have discussed, there's going to be some opportunities for some younger pitchers to contribute. And, you know, we'll certainly explore all of that as we enter spring training and prepare for our season. At this time, both Mike and I are prepared to discuss what we know about going into this year, as well as anything that concerns Chris Carpenter. So we're going to just open it up to questions.
What was his tone when he told you that he didn't think he could go on? Was he dejected? Or
He was extremely, he was sad, actually. I didn't see him live. I was talking to him on the phone, but he was definitely teary-eyed, and I think he felt like, to some degree, he was letting us down. And, you know, I assured him that was, you know, further from the truth, and that we were grateful for everything he's done for this organization. And at that point, I was still wondering if there was some hope for resolution on this. But both Mike and I have talked to him numerous times since then, and right now I think what he wants to do is just make sure whatever's going on in his neck, shoulder, and arm is not going to preclude him from having a normal after-career life.
How do you go about minimizing his loss?
When you think about him on what he did on the field, you know, there's no doubt that he was one of the best when healthy. Obviously, when you look back to last year, though, he wasn't pitching for us then, and we don't anticipate him pitching for us now. So I think the main thing you're going to lose is his leadership, his contributions in that role as a cheerleader, as a mentor. And, you know, my hope is that he still comes around and still makes himself available from time to time.
Mo, did he share what changed over the last 2 weeks? Because at the warm-up, he was so optimistic about how
What happened was he started ramping up his bullpens. And, you know, prior to last week, he had been throwing. He had basically a normal off season, which he was feeling very good about, but he hadn't pushed it. He hadn't had to make that, you know, higher velocity type throw. And once he started to do that is when he started to experience the discomfort again.
Did he return to Dallas to see the doctor that worked with him last year?
I think first step is to deal with our medical staff, our physicians here, and utilize the Mercy Network, and then determine if having to go back to Dallas makes sense. But at this point, I haven't been told that.
Are you confident with the young pitchers you have in reserve to move into one of those slots, or would you revisit the Kyle Loesch situation?
You know, I think right now we're comfortable with what we have. You know, obviously this is news to us. I mean, we haven't had a team meeting over this topic yet. Obviously, we're all going to be down in Jupiter next Monday, and it will be something that we do discuss. But right now, both Mike and I feel pretty good about the arms we have coming to camp. Do I envision Carp returning? I would say it's very unlikely. So, no. At this point, no.
Would you kind of outline the leading contenders among the young guys you're trying to fill? I mean, is Lynn now more or less in the rotation? And there's one young guy to come. Yeah, Nanaz Garcia doing for that.
Well, I think that's really the assignment we gave the guys over the winter, is for a handful of them to come in ready ready to start, not knowing really what was going to happen with Karp, with hopeful expectation. And things moving positively with Jaime, too. Those are all things we hope for, but we need to have ourselves prepared for those opportunities. And right now, we've given Lance Lynn, obviously, that opportunity to be prepared for that, as well as Joe Kelly, as well as Shelby Miller and Trevor Rosenthal. So we have some arms that have proven what they can do, some of them out of the pen, and we're anxious to see what they do with the opportunities we give them to start in spring.